Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I am so thankful. My life is just awesome. If you don't feel like your life is blessed, if you aren't the blessed, most blessed person on the face of the earth, you've missed God's will for you. When you find what God called you to do, you'll love it. You'll be excited. You'll be like Phil. He's been so excited he can't sleep. His vision is keeping him awake at night. If your dreams and visions aren't keeping you awake at night, you're dreaming too small. You need to start having some big visions. We serve a big God. God wants you to do something big. God wants you to touch people's lives. God wants your life to make a difference. And most of us are just going through life just like a zombie, just walking along, following the crowd over the cliff. You need to recognize God made you for something more. You need to start looking at things that can't be seen. You need to see by faith. What is God telling you to do? What's your heart telling you to do? You know, there's many of you that your heart is telling you that your life is going in the wrong direction. The reason you aren't happy, even though you've got money, even though you got a family, even though in the natural things look good and you aren't satisfied, you know why? Because your heart's saying there's more. You've got a holy dissatisfaction. Your spirit's trying to tell you there's more to life than getting up and going to work and coming home and eating and going to bed and getting up and going to work and coming home. There's more to life than that. And some of you are praying, God, why aren't I satisfied? Because you aren't doing what God created you to do. You're wasting your life and potential, and your spirit is trying to stir you up that there's more. And you're trying to pray it away. It's the Holy Spirit that's got you all stirred up. He's trying to tell you that there's something more. I'm trying to provoke you today. I'm trying to provoke you that God made us for more than what most of us are living. You ought to be able to point to your life. And if you can explain everything that's happening saying, I did this. Man, it's my work. It's my sweat. It's my toil. Everything I've got, I've produced. It's all me that's done it. Then you missed God. God will lead you to do something that's beyond yourself. God will lead you to do things that are beyond your ability. Even if you're a farmer, that doesn't mean that you don't sow your fields and plant them. But you know what? Instead of having a bad crop like everybody else when the rain isn't there, you'll believe God and you'll stand and speak the blessing and your crops will grow while other people's aren't. You'll be able to look and say, no, it's not my own might. It's God. God has blessed me. God showed me what to plant. God showed me when to do it. God has given me wisdom how to do things. You'll be able to credit God for every single thing that you do. Most people don't live that way. I'm trying to change this. We need to get to where we walk by faith and not by sight. And brothers and sisters, I can't do it for you. Just like David and Mary, I wasn't there. If they would have had to depend upon me, he'd be dead today. But you know what? They took the word and they believed the word. And God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Psalms 107 verse 20 says that. You can take the word and you can get stirred up so that you can do these things. If you don't stir yourself up, you're going to settle to the bottom. Amen. You need to keep yourself stirred up. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you for the word. Father, I'm asking you through the power of the Holy Spirit that you would somehow supernaturally help people to understand what I was trying to say. That, Father, we could get to where we walk by faith and not by sight. That, Father, we wouldn't be controlled by our five senses, but that we would get to where we are controlled by the Holy Spirit. Father, I know that there is potential, huge potential in this tent today that has never been realized, never been released. And I'm asking you, Father, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you just stir people up today. That you would make people dissatisfied with being average. And that, Father, we would find out what your purpose for our life is. That, Father, we would begin to listen with our heart. Father, help people to separate themselves, to be still, and to know that you are God and what your plans for them are. Father, I'm praying that you would just create such a hunger on the inside of people that they wouldn't live without knowing you. That they wouldn't be like other people, but Father, they would know you the way that the Word says that we can and should. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God is speaking to many of you right now. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here. And just because you've separated yourself and you've been listening to the Word for these few days, all of a sudden things are beginning to float to the surface. Thoughts and ideas, plans that you've had in the past that you discounted, that you let life just beat out of you because it wasn't practical, you couldn't see. And yet God has spoken to some of you and given you dreams and visions and things that are from God. And you've just let life keep you from doing it. You need to make a decision that, Father, I'm going to find out, I'm going to seek, and if this is truly you that has told me to do these things, then I am going to change my life. I'm going to go in a different direction. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here drawing many of you to make decisions. Some of you need to change your jobs. Some of you might need to move. Some of you are going to have to pray and get direction. You don't know what God wants you to do. But the Lord is speaking to you. If every one of us would do what God told us to do, I guarantee you this nation would be changed. Just this many people. If every one of us found our exact slot and started living in the power of the Holy Spirit, this entire nation would be changed. It would affect everything. I really believe there's that much potential in here. We just need to realize it. Lord, we open up our heart. We welcome you to speak to us. We incline our ear unto you so that we can hear and understand what you have to say. And Father, I believe that you are imparting vision to people right now. I thank you that you're helping people to see themselves well, to see themselves prosperous, to see themselves succeeding, to see themselves doing what you've called them to do. Father, we believe that we can see it on the inside right now. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I believe there's dozens and dozens of people that God has given you revelation and speaking to you right now. Things are coming clear to you. Father, we receive this. We humble ourselves and receive this instruction of God. Thank you, Father. We agree and we receive that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, I heard a man say one time, if you want to find the place on earth that has the greatest potential, where would you look? You've heard me. You'd look in a graveyard, because most people took their potential to the grave. They never released it. They never walked in it. Man, don't let that be true. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This isn't practice. This is the real deal. We are all one day closer to the end of our life. Time is running out. You need to find out what God has for you to do and do it. And there is not any time to waste. You know, I forgot to advertise this earlier, but it fits perfectly right here. But we are thinking about opening up a Bible college here in Heidelberg. And we have little slips for you to fill out if you are interested in it. And you know, this could be exactly what God is speaking to you. There's some of you that say, I know my life isn't going the way it is, and yet I don't know how to get from where I am to where I'm supposed to be. What do I do? Well, not for everybody, but for many of you. I guarantee you, Bible college, you sit under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for 2 years, and I guarantee you, you're going to be stirred up. You know, this conference has touched some of you. Some of you are already different. I've had some people say that it's like their light was switched on. Now they're seeing things. You know what this Bible conference is? It's about like half a week's worth of Bible college. You come to Bible college, did you know that in 2 years you get the equivalent of 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into 2 years? And just the saturation effect of it could change your life. You'd never be the same. And whether God wanted you to become a minister or not, it's not important. If God wants you to be a farmer, if He wants you to be a housewife, if He wants you to just love your children, you will be a better parent, you'll be a better farmer, you'll be a better teacher, you'll be a better whatever God calls you to do. I guarantee you anybody would prosper. So not everybody's supposed to come, but if you are stirred up, remember that we have these little forms to fill out. Carlin, do you have those? Where's Carlin? I thought I saw her in the back. There's some forms over there. And so anyway, we've got these forms. Please fill them out, because tomorrow we're going to have a meeting and decide if there's enough interest and stuff, whether we start a Bible college. And we'll be making a decision tomorrow, and we need to let you know. And if you don't fill out a form, we don't know how to get in touch with you. So if you're interested, please let us know, and then we'll be back to you, and that'll help. Is there anybody here today who's not born again? You know, it's impossible for you to really walk by faith until you get born again. Because our spirit, when mankind sinned against God, that old nature that was inside of us died to God. If you aren't truly born again, it's impossible for you to really see with your heart. You have to be born again before you can have this potential. And so if you haven't made Jesus your Lord, that's the very first thing that you need to do, is to confess Him as your Lord and be changed on the inside and get this potential. And then you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Is there anybody here who has not made Jesus your Lord and you'd like to do that today? If that's you, I want you to raise your hand.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me just encourage you one more time that if the Lord has spoken to you today and you realize that all you've got is just a religion, but you don't have a personal Savior, you haven't experienced God, your heart hasn't been changed. You know, I'd like to ask you to not only get these materials that we're offering, but to please call and let the people on our helpline guide you into this relationship with the Lord. The Bible says that if you don't confess Jesus before man, He won't confess you before His Father. There needs to be some type of a commitment in front of other people. You can call our helpline and people will help you. So please call and tell them you want to pray to make Jesus your personal Lord.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.